This is the White House Family Spoken Novel. Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels podcast, episode number 8. Today we're reading chapter 8 of the novel, And Family Drama Just Won't Stop, by Daniel White III, with his wife Marika White. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Psalm 34:8-9. Monica checked on the red beans and rice. It was perfectly done and gave off a pleasant aroma. The baked jerk chicken was done also. It had a nice color and looked so tender. Monica could not resist the temptation to try a piece of the drumettes. The oxtail had a little ways to go. She went to check on her mother, who had fallen off to sleep. It was going on 1:30. Mother, it's time to get up. Thank you so much. I call myself reading. Has Stacy come yet? Sister Montague swung out of her bed. She should be here in about 30 minutes, Monica said. I'll go down and make you a ham and cheese sandwich while you get dressed. If you don't mind, I'll eat with Stacy when she comes. Sister Montague was dressed and in the kitchen in no time. How's my cooking coming along? She peered into the pots and the oven. Looking good, looking good. She finished her sandwich and, after giving Monica a kiss, took off for the church. No sooner had Monica locked the door, she heard the doorbell ring and a familiar rap on the door. Daddy, she swung the door wide open. How's my favorite girl doing? He asked, giving her a hug. I misplaced my keys, Brother Montague said. Your favorite girl is doing fine, and she's still upset that you left early yesterday evening and we had to cancel all our Saturday plans. Oh man, how can I make it up to you? He asked, entering the door, sniffing. Something sure smells good. Is your mother cooking some of her West Indian food? Yes, and you cannot touch it, but you can make it up to me by taking me shopping. Are you going to be in church tomorrow? So that's why we're fixing all of this food. He grinned as he headed toward the kitchen. Yes, tomorrow's the day when the new assistant pastor and his family will be presented to the church. I already met them. You haven't forgotten, have you? Forgotten? Forgotten what? Oh, Daddy, I'm just kidding. Of course I'll be in church tomorrow, but right now I'm more interested in filling up on your mother's cooking. Where's she, by the way? She went out for a choir rehearsal. They're doing some extra practice today in preparation for tomorrow. Good. Now I can get some of her food unhindered. Brother Montague winked at Monica as he pulled out his favorite bowl from the china cabinet. Daddy, you've hardly told me anything about this new job of yours. You used to tell me everything that happened on the job, the people you meet, and everything. I miss that. Her dad looked at her with such tenderness. I miss that too. I thought you were getting too old for it. After all, you are on your way to college. Anyway, it's kind of like my old job I had, only this one is not as big. Not only do I sell computers, I also fix them and program them. On top of that, I also deliver them to customers who call in orders. Sounds to me like you need more people then. Yeah, we probably do. It's much smaller than where I worked first. I get paid extra for delivering the computers and for working on Friday evenings and some Saturdays. That is when I do special deliveries. Well, Daddy, we miss you being here. Mom says she can hardly plan anything for the family on Fridays and Saturdays anymore. I think she's a little frustrated. She told me so, but I told her to give me a few more weeks, so don't you worry about a thing. How does that sound to you? Sounds good, smiled Monica. By the way, he continued, don't tell your mother this, but I have to go back out again and take care of something. In the meantime, I'll help myself to this red beans and rice and a couple pieces of this chicken. And winking at his daughter, he added, and don't you tell her I took any of that either. I won't, but if she asks, I'll have to tell her. I hear you. They were interrupted by the doorbell, expecting company. Oh, that's probably Stacy. We're making cookies for tomorrow. Well, I'll run upstairs, eat, take a shower, and take a nap. You two have fun. Bye, Daddy. If you wake up and we're not here, we probably walked up to the church. All right, baby. Love you. Love you too, Daddy. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there's a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are listening, or rather if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, please help me. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until next time.